Happy Tuesday morning and welcome back to Business of the Week. This week we have been joined by Dick Danielson from Becker Egg Sales in St. Joe, Iowa. He's joining us again this morning to talk more about the business and all the services that they provide. How are you doing this morning, Dick?
Good.
Great. Great to have you back with us. So we were talking yesterday about the service, the grain bins, just kind of also everything else Becker Egg Sales has to offer. And your company, Becker Egg Sales, they design and construct these grain bins. Is that fair to say you design them, start to finish?
Well, we design, you know, the whole setup. In other words, what I'm saying is if it's just going to be a grain bin, you know, we basically put the grain bin in the place that they were going to put it before. Or, you know, there's a lot of people that come to us and say that we want to redesign exactly how the grain bin setup is, and we can redesign those. We have a individual that we work with that actually can draw it out for us and stuff like that, and he's got a CAD program that works very, very well in order to put together exactly the dimensions and stuff like that.
Sure, so you're pretty flexible on being able to kind of create all sorts of grain handling services like that?
Yes, yeah, I mean, we handle everything from legs to, you know, the bins. We actually handle unload augers. We actually handle a assortment of different pits and stuff like that if people want that, or if they want to just have a pit on top of the ground and, you know, then basically goes into a leg or into an air system or something like that. We handle all that. It's basically whatever the individual wants on his operation, and we basically work with them in order to get exactly the satisfaction that they want.
Sure, and that's fantastic service to provide as far as those go. So can you take me through what kind of happens when you get a call from a new customer and you're setting up a new job with the customer? What are the next steps to get the project moving?
One of the things that we do is we sit down with the farmer right away and find out, you know, the producer right away, and ask them what they want to do. I mean, you know, it basically kind of evolves around, you know, how much corn that they harvest per day, you know, how much they want to put into a wet bin, and then it develops around that as far as do they want a dryer, do they want an in-bin dryer like a Shivers, or, you know, some type of an in-bin dryer. Or do they want a continuous flow? And we sell Sukup and we sell GSI as far as continuous flow. There's a lot of different options as far as people want to, you know, design their system accordingly. And so we basically work with them on, you know, what type of system they want and stuff like that. And, you know, some of them don't know exactly what they want to do. So, you know, we kind of guide them through exactly, you know, different directions as far as what they want to do.
Right. And then so after kind of that portion of the planning phase goes in there, is there like some surveying or anything that happens out at the property?
One of the things that we do is we highly recommend a soil boring test, because a soil boring test is basically tells, you know, what was underneath the ground before. Because some of these bins are, you know, we're not 6-7 ring bins anymore. A lot of these bins are, you know, 12 and 13 ring bins, so it gets to be quite a bit of weight on top of the ground. A soil boring test basically tells, you know, it's an engineer that comes in and tells you exactly what's under the ground. Some of this ground, you know, has water pockets in it. Some of it has, you know, something buried underneath and stuff like that. So you need to find out exactly what's under the ground.
Sure, making sure that what you're going to construct will actually be able to stand the test of time there.
Correct. That's exactly right.
When you're constructing these grain storage buildings, you're working on people's property. I can only imagine that safety must be a huge component on those job sites.
Safety is a number one component on any site, that's for sure, because we have a monthly safety meeting with our employees, and you know, we basically stress everything from, you know, confined space entry. We stress, you know, falling off bins. We stress, you know, using harnesses. So all that kind of stuff comes into play. That's for darn sure.
So overall here, so from the moment you take a job for a grain bin construction, from start to finish, how long does the project typically take?
It really depends on exactly what's there. If there's nothing there, you know, it's a lot faster. I mean, a lot of times you have to, you know, clear the bins out that were there before and stuff like that. So it really depends on that, and then all the what I call the amenities that they add and stuff like that. So they got the transfer augers that go above the bends. They got a leg going up, and then you got spouts going to that. So it really depends on exactly, you know, all the different items that they're adding and stuff like that in order to get the satisfactory job on the whole project.
Sure. So when it's finished, it's finished.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Dick, if anybody's out there listening, how can they get in contact with your company?
It'd be 515-379-1360, and that's our office in downtown St. Joe, and we'd certainly would like to talk with you.
Yeah, beautiful downtown St. Joe. All right, Dick. Well, thank you for joining us this morning for Business of the Week, talking about Becker Egg Sales. Join us tomorrow, Wednesday, for our next installment of Business of the Week. Dick, it's been a pleasure talking with you this morning.
Thank you.